social media.
Now, I know I'm the only one around here. I know that you all are thinking about y'all are filled with the Holy Spirit, and I know that you all don't do nothing wrong. I already know that, but I know that I think I messed up. I do. No. I don't need nobody else. Because I don't want y'all to tell me what y'all do. I'll tell y'all what I do. I messed up. I'm not perfect.
Never, Lord.
But the point about it is not being perfect. Have anybody here, have anyone here in this room now, or even on social media, have you all purposely went out and committed sin? I know you all are going to say that y'all didn't do that. I know you're not. But see, I purposely went out and committed sin. I formulated in my mind, I said this is what I was going to do, and I went out there and I accomplished exactly what I was going out to accomplish.
Lord, that much.
And not only did I do it once, but I went on and did it again.
Oh.
Simply because the first time I did it, it was easy.
Uh-huh.
Nobody didn't say anything to me about it.
Uh-huh.
Nobody whispered about it because why? Because I did it in the dark.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you know, can't nobody see you in the dark. Don't y'all worry about it. You get behind closed doors. Can't nobody see what you're doing anyway. And that's why I was. I'm telling y'all the truth. I'm not going to sit up here and lie to y'all. Because I don't want y'all to think that I have no way am I close to God. I'm not that close to God. I'm just hanging out hoping that I can get in, because if this don't work, then I might be just messed up. I'm hoping I'm doing enough so that Anaya won't mess up like I did. Like, Victoria won't mess up like I did. Like, Tank won't mess up like I did. So that everybody will be able to get an opportunity to make it into heaven. If I don't make it, it's okay. It's okay. I know don't miss me, but it's okay. I just want to give everybody else an opportunity, amen, to know God for themselves. But I messed up, y'all. I messed up. Y'all messed up too. Have y'all ever messed up? See, you know what? If I say, how many of y'all want $1 million? Everybody would have shouted with that one. But when you say messed up, yes, you messed up. But have you done it perfectly?
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about you have downright went down and intentionally did exactly what you wanted to do.
Premeditated.
That's the law. And you get premeditated murder, premeditated, yeah, when you sit back and you think about something. But what if I told you that there is a story in the Bible about a man who was in leadership? This man been in leadership. He went on and he did something. Somebody said, well, what did this man do? What if I told you that this man here was a king?
Uh-huh.
Everybody knows that a king shouldn't do certain things that a king shouldn't do. Certain things that your mother should do. Certain things that your father should do. This was a king. Somebody who was in the position of authority.
Uh-huh.
He stayed home one day from work.
Oh, Lord.
He didn't from work. That's why I always say that. Elder Primos, I always say, it's good for the work.
Yeah, it is.
It's good for the work. Yeah, it is. For the work, at least you have documents that say you were there.
I was there.
And this man had the time that he didn't want to go to work. When he didn't want to go to work, that's what he did. He was sitting back on his rooftop. Just before y'all come to work. He was sitting on top of his rooftop. And he looked over there and he saw his bad sister, and she was
washing up,
bathing.
Oh,
yeah, he saw her. He saw her in her birthday suit. And I'm trying to keep it as clean as scientific as possible, but I know you've seen that y'all have heard things worse than that. Y'all, let's talk back to them at the arena.
Hey, yo, if y'all don't want to be real with me, I'm not going to be real with y'all. If y'all going to be real with me. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. Be better. That's what makes my life. Be better. Be better. But I want to know that he can look at you. He can look at the children, and I got to go. All right. He looked at the children. He was up there looking at this woman. He saw her. He said, girl, this girl here is super fine. This girl here is a bad mama girl. And he was married. She was married. And her husband was out at work. Her husband was out doing what he was supposed to do. And the king was up there checking out. Y'all don't believe me? Over there in 2 Samuel, that 11th chapter, it will read that old boy, his name was David. Y'all checking out?
Yep.
That
come
dude's
on,
name
man.
Was David. Y'all walking with me now. Y'all walk with me for 2 minutes. This dude, his name was David. He was killing. He was taking him a face speech, you know, relax when everybody else was out there looking over there at Uriah's wife. Another man's wife. He sees her. He looked and saw how fine she was. And then he inquired of this woman. My God, watch this. Whenever you get ready to go out there and be premeditated and go purposely go out there to sin, don't invite nobody else in your mess. Oh, y'all don't want to hear that. I said, when you're out there messing up, don't invite nobody else in your mess. When you invite somebody else in your mess, I can mess up. And that's what that's no way. But when you invite somebody else in your mess, you think you know nobody else. I said, I ain't gonna tell nobody. I ain't gonna tell nobody. Everybody got one somebody that they tell.
Oh, y'all ain't gonna walk off this one.
Everybody got one somebody that they tell. Don't you ever think that you out there doing things that don't nobody else know.
Oh, my.
David invited one of his people. Check this out. Invited one of his people over there. And he said, check this out now. This is what I want you to do. I want you to go over there to Uriah's house, knock on her door, and tell her that the king want to holler. It is easy when authority.
By you and to faith others, you need to keep those people close to you.
Those are the people you need to keep close to. Do not treat those people wrong. It was here, right here, where David understood, now I'm going to mess up. I didn't treat this man here. I'm treating this man here the way that I'm treating. And I'm still going to find out his wife pregnant. Now what am I going to do now? So David has Uriah's here. The king thinks that he can get away with murder. Somebody say, nobody gets away with it.
Nobody gets away with it.
Nobody gets away with that. You can't commit murder. Come here, Nani. Watch it. Come here, Nani. Chapter 12. It starts off. Okay. David thinks he's getting away with it. Somebody say David thinks he's getting away with it.
David thinks he's getting away with it.
Say nobody gets away with it.
Nobody gets away with it.
Nobody gets away with it. No matter what you've done, nobody gets away with these things. Chapter 12 starts off. Read the night. Now, I want you all to understand this. The person that God is sending here to the king is the prophet, is the man of God. God is sending a man of God to the king.
Man of God. Yeah.
And a man of God, because the man of God knows that he can't approach the king in any kind of way, he has to approach the king in a subtle way. So what he does is he goes and he tells the king a story. He wants the king to get into this, watch this, story. Somebody say, get into the story.
Get into the story.
Somebody say, get into the story.
Get into the story.
What I'm saying, get into your life. Get into what's really going on around you. Get into what you really see. Stop allowing other people to tell you what you see. And you get into what you really see.
Yeah.
He is up here. He is getting ready to break it down to David. But Nathan also knows that he can't come and point his finger at David because David already killed an innocent man. What makes David to stop being a murderer now?
Come on now.
So David is listening to who? Nathan the prophet. And he says, the Lord said, who said the Lord
the
said?
Lord said.
The Lord said Nathan to David. And when he came, he said, now he's telling the story. He said, there was two men in a certain town, one rich, one poor. The rich man had a very large number of sheep and cattle. He had a very large number of what?
Sheep and cattle.
He had a very large number of what?
Sheep and cattle.
So he had enough so that he didn't have to worry about anything. This poor man, he does not have a bunch of cattle. He only has one little female lamb that's precious to him. Somebody say that's precious to him.
Precious to him.
You have something right now that's precious to you right now. And you love it right now, don't you? And you won't let nobody else destroy that thing that's precious to you. Amen? Am I right about it?
Amen.
This is what he's getting David to see. It's in David's mind. It's a precious thing. Read. What did he do? That was the sheep. That was the lamb that did. Go ahead. It was like who? How many of y'all have just people around you that you call your own? They don't even have to be your children, but you treat them just like a daughter. You love them. You treat them just like a son.
Yeah.
You give them everything that you give everybody else. And so that's what he wants. He wants them to be in love with